Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, sportsbyline.com, over-the-air affiliates like KMAV, 99KMSR, and the Mightier 1090. Maybe you're listening on podcast or replay on SiriusXM, or maybe you're video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully, wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It's a beautiful, sunny day here on my portion of Delmarva. And there's going to be a lot of AEW to get into today with Revolution coming up on Sunday. But this caught my eye, and it can catch yours, too, if you become a subscriber of F4WOnline.com. It is straight out of this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, posted today for subscribers. If you recall yesterday's show, we mentioned that Elio Del Vikingo has undergone surgery for a torn meniscus and ruptured ligament in his right knee after he came down bad on it during a match on February 17th. The status of his AAA Mega Championship has still not been determined, but that's not the most surprising AAA news of the week. Dave Meltzer also reported that Aries, Latigo, and Toxin all quit AAA in frustration this past Wednesday. Quote, they left because they had hoped Conan could get them booked with a U.S. promotion and weren't able to, and weren't being booked on AAA television since they are focusing on names from the past as long as that draws. Dave adds it's not a huge blow to AAA because they weren't being featured anyway and they left on good terms. Conan, who's the booker for AAA, says there just was not any American interest for them. They are trying to work in the States because, well, the money's in the States. So score another one for the economy being the draw. And that's not a surprise when it comes to Mexican wrestlers, but it's also becoming more prevalent when it comes from workers from elsewhere, including Kazuchika Okada. And we have an update on him that I will give you after the break. Plus, WWE SmackDown is tonight. We'll let you know what they have planned. Plus, AEW's got two television shows that'll take place. And we'll provide information on those for you without spoilers. And I'll let you know where Filthy Tom Lawler is, too, right now. Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. You know, we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can find us on Twitter/X. I'm at Sempervivi. Filthy is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website for this show is at WONF4W. The broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. And of course, the boss man is at Brian Alvarez. Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. He's here with you live on Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Andrew Zarian is at Andrew Zarian. He's here with you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. There should be a new one of those up at some point tonight with Dave and Garrett Gonzalez. Each episode of the wrestling news is between 5 and 15 minutes long every single day of the year and is usually posted around 9 a.m. Eastern Time. No clickbait, no speculation or rumors, just the wrestling news. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. I was going to start with AEW, but it might as well get WWE out of the way here because there is a lot of AEW to get into with their two television shows that are coming up, as well as the pay-per-view on Sunday, Sting's last match. SmackDown, though, is tonight from the Desert Diamond Arena in Glendale, Arizona. And as hockey fans know, Glendale, Arizona, not Phoenix, Arizona. Not Phoenix, it's Glendale. And Phoenix fans will not go out to Glendale. And that's why the Coyotes are in the position that they're in. But that's a story for another podcast. Coming up tonight on SmackDown in front of 12,000 people, that's how many tickets have been sold for this show, which is pretty much everything they put on sale. There's a handful of those left. There's a handful of tickets for Revolution left on Sunday, too. And when I mean a handful, I think WrestleTix for one of the two had like four listed. So, those are going to be gone by the time both of these shows take place. A street fight between Carlito, almost said Carlos Colon. That would be something. A street fight between Carlito and Santos Escobar in a non-title match for the Kabuki Warriors against Bayley and Dakota Kai. But the big headliners on the show tonight are, of course, The Rock, Cody Rhodes, and Seth Rollins, who has been reported to be at the show. Also being reported today by PW Insider is Jade Cargill. So you can add her into the mix for tonight. Earlier today, I just saw this before we went on the air, up on the front page of the site, and I'm not sure if it was Ethan Renner or Joseph Currier or Josh Nason or Brian Rose or any number of the great people who post things up on the front page of the site, but somebody took the bullet and they watched the 21-minute promo that The Rock cut on social media on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins and the show coming up tonight. This comes from the front page of F4WOnline.com. The promo filled in some of the storyline gaps surrounding the WrestleMania 40. I mean, if you're going to do a promo that's about as long as a television show for wrestling used to be back in the day anyway, you might as well go ahead and do some storyline work here. The Rock claimed that after Rhodes won the Royal Rumble, he placed a phone call to Rhodes and told him that he had an opportunity to bring the pro wrestling business to new heights by letting The Rock versus Roman Reigns headline WrestleMania. The Rock said that this would be the biggest match of all time and that Rhodes could always finish his story later. Rock said that Rhodes agreed with him. He didn't like it, but he agreed that it would be the best thing for business. But then Rhodes went ahead and changed his mind at the WrestleMania press conference, and he didn't like how Rhodes did it with no warning and talking trash about The Rock's family. The Rock also addressed Seth Rollins in the promo and said that as a member of the TKO board of directors, he can make Rollins World Heavyweight Championship go to somebody else. As DJ Convoy would write in the chat, ugh, extra H's and some exclamation points on there. We don't need any more. Please, we don't need this. I don't want to see this with the Young Bucks in AEW. I don't need any the man versus the wrestler things. Can the wrestlers just wrestle for the titles, please? I know that's not going to happen, but boy, would that be nice. But in any event, what this all comes down to is it's another signal that we are going to get Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins against The Rock and Roman Reigns on night one of WrestleMania, and likely both championship matches taking place on night two. Now, how could The Rock, as the board of directors dude for TKO, how could he screw with Seth Rollins? Well, I guess he could make a business decision and say, hey, look, Cody Rhodes, your partner coming up, you know, look, this guy, he and Roman Reigns, they're already headlining night two. We need a title match. This is best for business. We need a title match for night one. And that could add to Seth Rollins being against the, you know, having a gun held to his head, leading into facing off against Drew McIntyre, which would, again, help Drew McIntyre maybe and give him another, give something to poke against Drew McIntyre about, well, The Rock had to gift you, you know, a match on night one after I had already wrestled him in the opener. And that's the other thing. Say you don't do that. Say you have both title matches on night two and you do have this tag match. Do you close WrestleMania with it? I would figure that you do. But could you open with it as well? You could. That's going to be really interesting to me, and it's going to be really interesting to see how much heat Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley can get behind what they have going on, too, because that may be the real main event on night one, but we'll have to see how it goes. One thing is for sure, a lot of people are going to watch tonight. SmackDown 2 weeks ago, 2.555 million people watched it, and it was the number one show on all of broadcast television for the first time in history. That number was actually down a little bit from the week before that. This past week, it was number five on cable at 2.272 million. So figure around 2.4 million tonight. Could it be much higher than that with The Rock and Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, you know, all at least the first two being announced and then the specter of Seth Rollins possibly coming in? It might be the number one show again for this week when it comes to broadcast television. Not a clue what else was taking place on broadcast television this week, though. I know Vanderpump Rules came back, and I think it's on a Wednesday night, and that can't be good for Dynamite. It can't be good for anything else on cable, since that's probably going to rule the roost here, at least until the season runs out. WWE is also running two house shows this weekend under their Road to WrestleMania banner. Saturday, they're going to be in Bakersfield, California at Mechanics Bank Arena, and then on Sunday at the Acrisure Center in Palm Beach, Florida. So there you go. An update on a possible somebody that WWE fans who are also fans of Japanese wrestling would hope would end up there, Kazuchika Okada. Well, Fightful Select is reporting that former seven-time IWGP heavyweight champion Kazuchika Okada is officially headed for All Elite Wrestling. Okada is reportedly expected to debut on the next edition of AEW Dynamite on March 6th in Duluth, Georgia, about an hour north of Atlanta. His contract with New Japan officially ran out at the end of January, but he stayed working for the company through last Saturday's New Beginning in Sapporo event. He was with New Japan for nearly 17 years, a long run for Kazuchika Okada, and he is still, by wrestling terms, I don't know about his physical condition, but certainly when it comes to his age, still a relatively young guy. Certainly doesn't look like he's lost anything. He's changed his style a little bit in the ring. Really was a hell of a heel last year. For New Japan, and a hell of a heel for all of Japanese wrestling. Him and Kenno and Kento Miyahara, they were all fantastic in their roles as being crustier veterans last year over in Japan. We'll see what happens here in the States. Tony Khan did tease during the press conference yesterday that something big was going to happen on March 6th. So there you go. Week after that, Sasha Banks is scheduled to debut. We've got a lot more to get into. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live. I hope the president appointed me.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates to load up publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates to load up publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi. No filthy Tom Lawler, no Brian Alvarez, just me here on Wrestling Observer Live. Ended that last segment talking about Kazuchika Okada. If Okada does end up on March 6th in AEW, I don't think in his time there, he will be wrestling Miro anytime soon. Miro's injured. And today he was wondering why Tony Khan was not aware of that. And we talked about the Meat Madness match and how much I hated it for both Wardlow and for Hobbs, which sounds like a buddy cop TV show right after Rizzoli and Isles. You got Wardlow and Hobbs. Terrible joke. Doesn't matter. That was a terrible joke of a match. I'm not sure how this scramble is going to be, but I do like the scramble idea, I guess, a little bit more than the Meat Madness match for Wardlow and for Hobbs, who are both in there. Miro is not in there. Why is Miro not in there? Well, because he's hurt, just like Keith Lee was, and that's why the match didn't end up taking place. Today on Twitter, Miro wrote, quote, "I've been injured since September, and I got medical attention in January. Sorry he wasn't aware of that," end quote. Miro's last match for AEW came on December 30th, 2023, at World's End, when he beat Andrade El Idolo, another model AEW employee, in his last match for the company. Miro also wrestled one match each in September, October, and November, so I don't know exactly when he was hurt, and I will just say that, remember all that stuff Brian said yesterday that some of you got upset over when it came to AEW and us talking about it? Well, here you go. Not a whole lot of good that comes from this optically, you know, on either side of the ledger, I don't believe. And other things that probably look bad in written form, if nothing else, QT Marshall appeared on a Bill Apter podcast and talked about his return to AEW, and this reminded me of the Young Bucks, and who did they talk to, Sports Illustrated or whatever it was, when it's just like, yeah, we're going to get paid a whole lot of money and not work all that often, and hey, it's good to be back as EVPs and all that sort of stuff. Well, Marshall talked about his flirtation with talking to WWE and said, quote, "Tony and I have spoken numerous times about this. I'm not going to go to WWE just to be a producer. I can do that at AEW, where I could work one day a week and I'm number whatever in the company in the top 10. Whereas if I go to WWE, I start at the bottom, I make less money, I'm on the road more. The only perk is that I get to be with my friend Cody. You know what I mean?" He also went on to say that it was a dream of his to work for WWE. Tony Khan's a nice guy. He is a nice guy. Yeah, sure, go out and see if they'll let you wrestle and everything. And they didn't, and I don't know why QT would have thought that they would. I don't know, maybe he saw a hole that he could punch through on NXT Level Up. I don't know, and I'm not insulting him at all either. They just brought back Ty Dillinger, a.k.a. Sean Spears. I don't know if they're going to have the spot for you, QT, and obviously they didn't, and he thought it was a better move to go back to AEW, but it's just, it's to me how this kind of comes across, where it's like, I mean, I get it. I get that one of the perks of working at AEW is it is a much less demanding schedule. You get to spend a whole lot more time with your family. You get a chance to heal up. You get a chance to do other things. It feels as though it just is like, keeps getting like, it's like ground back in his face of, yeah, I don't know how it comes across. it has stopped coming across as it being like a great benefit, and it's almost come across as almost, I don't know, it just seems to be like, yeah, I can work one day a week, get paid a whole lot of money, that's why I'm here. I don't know, it just comes across poorly. And again, I have not heard this, I'm only going off of the transcript from it, so it may not be that bad. You know, but at least when it's put on paper, especially coming after the Miro thing or before it or wherever, certainly next to it, it just doesn't look very good. But AEW Rampage tonight, taped last Saturday night after Collision at the Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield, Missouri. No spoilers for either this or Collision, which was also taped this past Wednesday night. But on Rampage, Claudio against Ruggiero. Six-man tag team match, Lance Archer and The Righteous against Anaya, Luke Langley, and Vaught. Riho against Trisha Dora in an all-star eight-man scramble qualifying match, Magnus against Matt Sydal. This is Magnus from CMLL. If you missed this past Wednesday's, I believe it was Thursday morning's Wrestling Observer Radio, for a moment there, Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez had a flashback to old TNA and the old Team International, Team UK, and Brutus Magnus, and he was wondering why Nick Aldis was going to be showing up in a scramble match for AEW. No, it is actually the Mexican Magnus that is the person in question. AEW Collision, as I mentioned, taped this past Wednesday after Dynamite at the Probst Arena in Huntsville, Alabama. It's going to be the Von Braun Civic Center to me. I mean, that's what it's always going to be. If there's a show in Huntsville, doesn't matter where it is, it's the Von Braun Civic Center. All-star eight-man scramble three-way qualifying match, Penta against Brian Keith against Dante Martin. Six-man tag team match, Anthony Bowens, Austin Gunn, and Max Caster against the Dark Orders, Alex Reynolds, Evil Uno, and John Silver. Eight-man tag team match, Brian Cage, Roderick Strong, Christian Cage, and Killswitch, with, assumingly, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, Nick Wayne, Prince Nana, and Shayna Wayne, all at ringside against Orange Cassidy, Trent Barretta, Daniel Garcia, and Hook. Christopher Daniels and Matt Sydal against Private Party, Thunder Rosa against Cassandra Golden, and Mariah May against Angelica Risk. That brings us to AEW Revolution on Sunday. Actually, you know what? Before we even get into AEW Revolution, I'll save that for the last long segment of the show. I'll let you know right now where Filthy Tom Lawler is. He's in New York City. MLW Intimidation Games was held last night at the Melrose Ballroom in Queens, aired on Triller TV. MSL's World Titan Federation team of Filthy Tom Lawler and Davey Boy Smith, Jr., that is. Again, would be an amazing feat if Filthy Tom teamed with the elder Davey Boy Smith. They together won the MLW World Tag Team title, knocking off the Second Gear crew, one called Manders, Matthew Justice. I'm not going to say that it was what you would expect, because God knows with those four guys what you could be thinking right now as far as a match goes, but very, very hard-hitting. WTF got the heat on Manders for most of the match, cutting off the ring as he tried to tag Justice, who eventually did, obviously, because, you know, they're the baby faces and all. They ended up getting that tag. But there was at one point towards the end of the match where, you know, maybe it's too much time spent in Japan, Filthy went full House of Torture, and he dragged the ref by the legs and apparently pulled him out of the ring so hard that the ref actually took a bump where his head hit back against the guardrail. That happened after Manders and Justice hit the big deal, the spear lariat combination on Davey Boy. The ref went over to count the pin, but he didn't really go near the guys. He was way over by the ropes, and that's why Filthy was able to grab him like that. You know what? The referee probably deserved it for being so far out of position. How can you see the shoulders if you're that far over with Filthy Tom on the floor? Can pull your sorry butt out of the ring. He got what he deserved right there. Second Gear crew, at that point, went out to get a table, which the fans chanted for because that's what fans do. You know what? You want to complain about what fans, you know, booing Maxine and all that sort of stuff? How about taking fans to task for chanting for tables, okay? that's one thing you could do. You there's plenty of things. Saying what? Chanting that? That's another thing you could do. One guy possibly, maybe booing Maxine. I guess it was. Who cares? Anyway. Second gear crew went out, got that table, set it up in the ring. Manders then lifted Tom on top of his shoulders, and Justice jumped off the top rope, delivered a tornado DDT to Tom through the table. Looked like it was no fun to take, but since Filthy is a god of war, he kicked out at two. Sure, he thought about kicking out at one, but he just didn't want to embarrass the man. MSL then interfered. Beat up by Manders, actually came to the ring in a jogging outfit, pulled down all the chest hair out, a neck brace, and a motorcycle helmet, straight out of 1966. As he interfered and the referee was distracted, Davey Boy then clocked Manders in the head with that motorcycle helmet, and Filthy got the pin to win the titles. Very sports entertainment from the World Titan Federation, and Filthy Tom Lawler, just like the rest of the World Titan Federation, just better and more vascular than the others. You know what the fans were also chanting at Tom, too? And this apparently was in a clip or a pre-tape that they did. Something in the bathroom, I guess, because as Tom came out, the fans were chanting, "Wash your hands." I thought they were chanting, "Wash your hair." I had to ask him. No, they were chanting, "Wash your hands." So I didn't see what that was, but if you fast forward right to the match like I did, so you could be prepared for a show like this, well, you know, there you go. Got to see the rest of the show. Satoshi Kojima held on to the MLW World Heavyweight title, defeating Minoru Suzuki. I'd like to see that match. Matt Riddle, I believe, made the first defense of the New Japan World Television title, defeating Bad Dude Tito, who's aligned with TMDK in New Japan, and Mystico defeated Rocky Romero to win the MLW World Middleweight title. Get into AEW Revolution, Sting's final match, when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. AEW Revolution, Sunday, pay-per-view, Greensboro Coliseum, Greensboro, North Carolina. The Mecca for Jim Crockett Promotions for many, many years. Last year's Revolution on March 5th was recently named the Wrestling Observer Newsletter's Show of the Year. AEW is coming off possibly its worst pay-per-view output of all time with World's End, which took place on December 30th. Although, Dave noted in the newsletter this week that the final World's End pay-per-view number was up 7.1% on television from full gear. So that would now indicate an estimate of about 141,000 buys. The odds of AEW doing well on pay-per-view are always plus money, no matter the card, no matter the build, no matter anything. This show, I believe, will not only be no different, I believe it will do better. I don't have the record in front of me. I don't know if they will set a record for this show, but this show has got more than one match on it, but it might as well just be one for a lot of us olds out here. It is Sting's last match, teaming with Darby Allin to face the Young Bucks in a tornado tag for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. Over 16,000 tickets have been sold for this show. The atmosphere inside of there ought to be something else. On his podcast, Straight Talk with the Boss, that he does with Greg Gagne, Magnum TA announced he'll be in attendance for the show. Ric Flair will be there. Tony Schiavone will be there. Lex Luger will be there. Kevin Nash will not be there. I believe that's where the roll call stands right now. It's my hope that this will be akin to Ric Flair's WWE retirement way back in 2008, where it is just a cavalcade of people and old stars from Ric Flair's past, a past that I'm very familiar with. On December 12th, 1987, in Greensboro, Sting lost a match against Ric Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight title. That match took place about 14 months after Magnum TA was involved in a tragic car accident, which ended his career and changed the trajectory of the NWA and possibly all of pro wrestling. You never know how the butterfly effect works, but the WWF still would have likely won the war. But we never saw a dominant babyface world champion in the NWA during that era to try to put up against Hulk Hogan. And Magnum was supposed to be that guy. And 1987 ended up being a very rough year creatively for Dusty Rhodes. But things began to turn around in 1988, and one of those reasons was because of Sting. On March 27th, 1988, he had the classic 45-minute match with Ric Flair on the Clash of the Champions, and the rest was history. One of the most iconic wrestlers in the history of WCW, in fact, the most iconic wrestler in the history of WCW, bar none. There is nobody else. Whether you look at that era from 1988, late 88, early 89, after the Jim Crockett sold to Turner, or if you look at it from the actual renaming of the company from WCW in 1991, no matter how you cut it, no matter who you include, whether it's Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan or the NWO or anybody else, Sting is the person most associated with WCW, which for a long time worked against him when it came to his legacy. Thankfully, for many of us who grew up with him, who had to hear that he wasn't a Hall of Famer, who had to hear about all of these things, that this guy wasn't at the level in our minds he was at, thankfully, things have worked out the way they have, where he is placed on that pedestal. So many great memories for me from throughout Sting's career. One of my very first ones with him, probably the first one with him that really matters, was the Russian flag burial angle of Bill Watts by Eddie Gilbert in the UWF, where Gilbert and the Koloffs and Corsita Korchenko beat up Bill Watts and then laid him out after laying him out, placed the Russian flag, draped it over his prone body, got a lot of heat for that. That was in 1986. Sting and the Future Ultimate Warrior as the Blade Runners were out on standby as the lookouts on the floor fighting with Steve Williams and Ted DiBiase and Hacksaw Duggan when they tried to come down and save Watts. From there, the team of Sting and Rick Steiner with Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt was great. And I have said it a zillion times, in 1989, when it was kind of a loose association with Eddie Gilbert, the Steiners, Missy, and Sting, that was one of my favorite groups ever, even though it was not like an official one in 1989. That was a hell of a team in the NWA. Sting and Flair, as I mentioned at the Clash of Champions, the 1989 feud with Sting and the Great Muta was incredible, you know, there to compliment Ric Flair and Terry Funk. Incredible stuff. Sting against the Dangerous Alliance, that gets passed over a lot because of the decline that WCW was going into right before it really, really got low in 93, 94, at least in 1992. You had the Dangerous Alliance in there. That was always good stuff. Rick Rude against Sting. One of Vader's best opponents, Sting. You cannot say that Sting wouldn't get in there. We see him fly around now and sacrifice his body in his 60s. That dude would be in there thumping and bumping with the best of them and never would stand down. You never heard about him complaining about somebody hitting him too hard or any of that sort of stuff. Just a hell of great matches with Rude and Vader. Right before he went full Crow Sting, I believe AEW listed this look earlier on this week as Transition Sting. When he was letting the hair grow out a little bit, he still had the surfer face paint, but he kind of had the hair was turning more brown and going back to its natural color. He had a good little feud with William Regal over the TV title that was very, very entertaining. Just one of the, again, most iconic and enduring. And honestly, he's one of the last pro wrestling heroes that we have. We have so many guys that work heel, and obviously at the beginning of his career, he worked heel, and yeah, there were some other times, Main Event Mafia, or I don't know, NWO Wolfpack, even though they were heels, they were the popular heels and all that sort of stuff. I guess technically he turned dirty, but I think in the fans' eyes, as much of a schmuck as he would be, trusting Ric Flair over and over again, my God, the people loved Sting, and it's geeks like me that stood behind him after all these years, and really, one of the last heroic wrestling figures. We see Hangman Adam Page right now going dirty. I never really thought that would happen at the beginning of AEW. I thought he would actually kind of be their John Wayne forever, although he's never really worked heel before. Now would be a good time to do it when they're all cheering the guy that cut a promo over your baby. I guess it would be the time to turn heel, but Sting never really went back to it. And even when he did, people didn't care. They still loved that dude. So I hope, as I mentioned yesterday, it is Sting and Darby Allin who get the victory and they lay those belts down with the Young Bucks then being in a tournament and you can build towards FTR and the Young Bucks. Another thing that you could do, obviously, Young Bucks defeat under... Again, you could bring somebody in. You could have Adam Page if you're going to do an all-heel elite group because Omega's gone. You could do that. You could have Page come out at the end. You know, Virginia guy, this is a guy who grew up on Sting. He causes it. They all try to beat him down afterwards and ruin everything. FTR and whoever comes out makes the save. And then that takes you to FTR and to the Young Bucks because with the way that FTR is getting treated right now, I mean, they couldn't be any further down kind of on the depth chart the way things are going. So, you know, bring them back up again. A lot of people don't think that they've seen the Ultimate Young Bucks FTR match yet. They don't believe they've seen the best feud between the two best teams in the company. They don't think they've really gotten that great of a feud yet. Well, I guess this could be another chance to do it. And again, if you're going to have the Young Bucks go out and beat Sting and go out and beat Darby Allin, I'd like to see them get some comeuppance for it tonight and then have that continue on and give them some comeuppance as we go along. Three-way for the AEW World title, Samoa Joe against Hangman Adam Page, Swerve Strickland. I want to keep the title on Samoa Joe. I don't know what the prevailing feelings are out there about this match and what people believe. I know a lot of people want to see Swerve Strickland be the champion. I'm not against Swerve Strickland being the champion. I just don't think we're done with Paige and Swerve quite yet. And I think we need to have a situation because, again, Swerve cut the promo on Wednesday where I'm so crazy. I beat up an 18-year-old at his house. I'm so crazy. I broke into another man's house and cut a promo over his baby. And Paige is just standing there like that. That too much dialogue. That should have been the point where he took the crutch and beat him over the head with it. You know, he's a justified heel here. Listen to this guy. Listen to him talk. They didn't decide to go ahead and do that, but I don't think that things are over for them yet. And I think that's okay because I'd like to see Samoa Joe continue on with that championship. International title, Orange Cassidy against Roderick Strong. I don't see a reason that Roderick Strong doesn't win this title. I don't know when MJF is going to come back. Obviously, Adam Cole is going to be out for quite some time. The Devil storyline was a complete wet burst of wind, I guess you could say, trying to be nice about it here and not violate any FCC rules over what I really thought about that whole situation and that whole feud, but Cassidy's won the title twice. He's had a zillion matches. I don't think he needs the title. I think Roderick Strong right now could use that title a lot more. And frankly, for his image and what type of character that he's been playing, it's probably time now to, again, really make a hard turn for this dude to stop screaming in his promos and being kind of a putz and just going back to being maybe a little bit more of a wrestling machine, turning it down a little bit when it comes to, you know, trying to get across his personality and letting some of the wrestling do some of that talking. And him with that international title with Bennett and Taven on the outside always providing some assistance, I think it's probably time for that. I don't think it's time for a title change when it comes to Toni Storm and Deonna Purrazzo. And I would say that it could have been if this feud was hotter. And unfortunately, it's not. And I like Deonna Purrazzo a lot. And I think if she had something hot going, you could have Purrazzo get a win over Storm here, banana peel or whatever, get the victory, and then you do something else with her as you wait for the inevitable. But since it didn't end up happening, I would just go ahead and wait for the inevitable, which is March 14th when Mercedes Moné debuts at Big Business in Boston. Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné seems to make the most sense on paper, especially because what you got going on with the other title when it comes to Willow and Chris Statlander and Julia Hart and what's her name? Sky Blue. You know, that situation with that title is all tied up right now. So Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné, and we'll see how that goes. Because, again, Toni Storm as a gimmick has been great. Toni Storm in execution when it comes to some of these matches as champion and in this character kind of hasn't been. Continental Classic Championship, I see a title change here. Bryan Danielson getting the win over Eddie Kingston. Kenosuke Takeshita, I believe, gets the win over Will Ospreay. It's just a matter of how that ends up going down and how it happens. I think we still have a long way to go as far as Ospreay getting kicked out of the Callis family. TNT title, Christian Cage, I think, will defeat Daniel Garcia. And I believe FTR is going to defeat Claudio and John Moxley. And I believe that Wardlow will walk out of the 8-man All-Star Scramble match as the victor. Got a little bit more news to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you to put a bow on this thing. I think we got through all of the major news today. New Japan Strong women's title. Probably going to see a change on March 10th at Corican Hall when Julia defends against CMLL regular Stephanie Vaquer. I keep saying Vaquer. I know that's how Romero and Filthy say it. I got to start saying it that way. Stephanie Vaquer. Match takes place during Stardom's upcoming tour, which features the Cinderella Tournament. Julia is leaving Stardom soon and going to work for Rossi Ogawa's new women's wrestling promotion. So unless she's going full Okada and not dropping it, at some point she's got to drop that belt. Speaking of Ogawa and his new company, does not look like he will have Azumi or Mina Shirakawa, as those two are now facing each other on April 12th in Chicago for New Japan's Windy City Riot Show, replaces the Julia match that had to get pulled. According to this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, 5,095 tickets distributed so far. Not sure what the show is scaled for, but Wintrust Arena seats around 10,000 people, so it should be a good atmosphere in there. TNA Wrestling had their show last night, still haven't had a chance to see it yet. They're building towards next Friday's TNA Sacrifice show. Also in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, Hard to Kill, quote, an overwhelming success would be an understatement, unquote. Unquote, end quote. Ended up doing 19,700 buys on television pay-per-view, more than double the prior pay-per-view, Bound for Glory, which did under 6,900 on TV, and that was considered huge. The show ended up doing far more than even the Omega Swan Champion vs. Champion show. If you factor in streaming buys, this should end up at around 60,000. the same as Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle, the record that was set way back at TNA Genesis in 2006 after Angle had left WWE. In one rural-based company, Dave notes, TNA actually beat AEW World's End. Now, this has not translated into any more ticket sales so far from what's been seen from TNA, but the name change going back to it, damned if it didn't go ahead and work. A lot of other wrestling taking place across the world. WXW in Germany, Progress Wrestling over in the UK. The NWA's got a show on Triller this weekend. A whole bunch of stuff coming up. House of Glory, ton of stuff, but we don't have time for all of it. Thank you, producer Daniel. Thank you, producer John. And thank you all out there for listening and watching. We shall talk to you again after a while.